And I open my date book after the sale. It's sitting right there. And I have it highlighted, just like the last class. Highlight everywhere where you can have an appointment. And we use set sheets. And what I ask at the close, a couple questions. Did you have a good time tonight? Great. What one product do you think made a difference? Great. Well, let me see your set sheet. Wow. I see how many sets that would really interest you. But let me ask you, what's feasible for you to go home with tonight? I acknowledge that she circled, but is that realistic for her? And I write up the set. And then I look her in the eye and say, okay, I have the 10th or the 14th open for your follow-up. Which would be best for you? I assume it. Oh, you'll get all kinds of responses. And look, it's simple. They say, oh, and I say to her, you know, I'd be doing you a disservice by selling this to you unless you're willing to meet with me to make sure that these products are working for you. And then I say, plus, you know what, you can share this with a couple of your girlfriends and see all these items that you're intrigued by. This could be free to you just by sharing your makeover. Again, don't feel threatened. Don't feel threatened by them. It's what you're selling to them. Keep it simple. And then every 2 months, customer service is key. Don't hound your customers every week. Every 2 months, okay? And, you know, my very first year in business, you know, I had built, you know, I had held enough shows. Then I came to seminar. Then I made the decision to do board of sales. And then the second year I went home and had a lot of cancellations, blah, 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 blah. But then it started cooking, and I was selling, I was doing great. And then all of a sudden, my director said, Pat, I don't see, you know, much in your reorder business. And I said, no, I don't have much reorder business. And she said to me, are you calling your customers? And I wasn't. And that was the deal. Let me give you a quick way to do really call your customers. Couple things. When you're leaving a class, little things that she may have said, write it on the back of her profile. Daughter's getting married. She's expecting something little that you can remember about her. And when you do the every 2 month call, I would say, Susie, hey, it's Pat. Hey, by the way, how's the wedding coming along? Okay? You like that? It becomes more personable. Will you remember all this? No. No, you won't. Trust me, when your base grows big enough, but there's ways to do little cheat notes so that you know how to open up with them. And then that brings me to the second question why I'm calling you. How are you making out with all your products? Zip your lip. When you ask a question, let them answer. But again, building that relationship one-on-one. Do you think you can do all that in a text? But are there some people that's the only way you're going to communicate with them? Yes. You've got to start to learn your base. We've covered a lot of information. And what I want to say to you is, before I wrap this up, you know, you need to set some goals. What are you going to do? You know, set a booking goal. Remember, if you want to hold 5 sessions, you must book 8 to 10, right? To hold 5. What if you set a goal to book 8 parties with the intention of holding 4 to 5? Because, again, you've got to overbook. You've got to learn to overbook. You have no right to put any woman in that position that your whole future is depending on her. Learn to overbook. It's not wrinkles to her. Maybe she's got something better. Do your job right, and your life won't depend on one booking. I'm going to tell you, when you really want to get to rock and rolling, make sure you're always maintaining 10 to 15 appointments in a 15-day window. Does that mean I'm looking for you to hold 10 classes in a week? Yes, you can. Am I saying you have to? No. What I'm saying, if you always focus on making sure you have 10 to 15 appointments in a 15-day window, meaning some of those are overbooked, okay, you might have 3 appointments at 7 o'clock on Thursday night the 12th. You understand what I'm saying? But here's the deal. Once I build it up to 10 to 15 at all times, remember, never let it fall below that. And you will never be out of business. Ever, ever, ever. Some of you are thinking, I've got to get perfect. If you are detailed, you know ingredients. I don't know ingredients. I'm never going to know ingredients. Here's what I want to tell you. You've got to learn to get comfortable in yourself. It's not perfection that people are looking for. You don't have to be perfect. I'm not. I didn't know how to walk. I didn't know how to talk. I didn't know how to dress. I didn't know how to act. You don't need to be perfect. You've got to learn to get comfortable and have fun. Okay, and if that's not your personality, just relax a little bit. Chill. I could tell you stories. I once heard, I'll pick up a word, and I'll be like, oh, that's so good. I'm going to use this big word. And then I use the word for 2 years, and then somebody comes up to me and says, Pat, you're not saying that right. Who cares? I'm here, aren't I? You know, get comfortable. Are there some important things about performing, getting perfect? Come on, I'm not going to lie to you. You got to look good. You got to look the part. Okay, do you have to be size 3? No. Am I? No. Okay, listen to me. Size 3 has to worry about what size 18 has to worry about. Size 3 has to tone it down, because when she walks into a class, when the woman's wearing a size 18, the only thing she's looking at you saying, look at you little skinny twerp. What do you know? Okay? So you need to tone down size 3. What you need to learn is to create an image. Talk to your director. Hey, are my feet hurting? Yes. Am I in pumps? Yes. Is it worth the pain? I'll make enough money that I can deal with a little pain in a pump. Okay? Got to work on that image. Got to look the part. When you look the part, people will buy into what you're doing. Confidence is going to come by practice. Doing it over and over and over and over and over. I remember I was a car driver and I had to teach up the meeting. My goodness, I had earned a car. And the unit meeting director was at the meeting. She was in there. I was so nervous, I was stuttering every other word out of my mouth. She had to leave the room. Here's the deal. I'll tell you all a little secret. Lisa Matson came out and did a skincare class in front of me once. After she was done, I walked away thinking, she's not that great. Honest truth. Was she? Absolutely. She was comfortable with what she was doing. It wasn't regimented. Got to learn to go with the flow. Be flexible. Have fun. Don't worry about it. Let it go. Get comfortable. I know there's not a woman in this audience who can't climb to any victory you choose. Port of sales, Venusaur all four quarters, becoming a car driver, becoming a red jacket, becoming a director, becoming a national. And I know some of you sitting there saying, there's no way, lady, you don't know me. But you know what? You don't know who I was 20 years ago. I am not the same person. I am a woman that is filled with confidence beyond your wildest dreams. And the only gift I can give you is we will lend you our confidence. Until you don't need it anymore and you pass it on to somebody else. You're the best.